Okay, Otis, well, I've got you here. We're gonna record episode 3 as well, but it's gonna come out a bit later. Just because I don't know when I'm allowed, where I can record with him. Because I just, sometimes he's busy, sometimes I'm busy. But yeah, well, I've got you here, you're never gonna leave. We're gonna record all 18 episodes of part 2. so we're doing episode 3 now as well. What is it called? The Fall of the Monastery. I wonder what's gonna happen in this episode. What? I think that they're gonna add a second layer to the monastery. Nia and Pixel are just gonna build, and Wu, they're just gonna build another layer to the monastery. It's gonna be so pointless. But I don't have much to say because we just recorded episode 1 and 2. Or like episode, what is it, 13, 14? So this is it, be episode 15.
I have something to say.
Yes.
Thanks for all the reviews and
all the kind reviews.
And I like the one who gave us 1-star rating. I bet that was like some guy who hated me.
what if it was Frankie? Anyways, okay.
We're not making fun anymore.
Episode 15, I guess. Is that what we agreed on?
Death Bath.
Oh. Yeah.
Death Bath.
Yeah, kick back. Whip around. Okay. Are we gonna see Lloyd? No. Okay. Okay, so they didn't show Lloyd in the recap at all, so it's not gonna focus on Lloyd. Fall of the Monster. Oh, there's Kai. Finally using his power for one thing that doesn't involve fighting. You got blew up. You got blew up. You got boom. How deep down are we? I've been deeper. Yep. That's what she said. Sorry. That was a. Anyways.
Your powers to clear the earth away? This ground doesn't look too stable, but I'll try.
Yeah. Cole is even more overpowered when he's underground. Like, every, couple seasons or so, Cole just gets, a boost in power. He's probably the most powerful. Because he's the leader as well. He's got leadering skills. Leadering. Now, Cole, you literally could make a giant tornado underground, and you're telling me you can't lift a couple of rocks. Nah, shut up. This is Cap. Okay, I'm gonna start watching. This Ninjago sucks. Oh, I have to keep watching. I'm legally obligated. Exile. Oh yes, Guy was it. Okay, who's your favorite? Skylar, Nia, or Pixel? I would say Skylar. Just because of her powers.
Yeah, true.
Is that Hound Dog McBride? Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Got him. Got him. Yep. I feel like that's a running gag. I think people understand that. Yep. Okay. I think in season 11, yo, wait, what was that Wu move? He pulled the staff out like a sword, even though he already has a staff out. Yo. Hell yeah.
Whoa,
time slow-mo. Okay, this is pretty cool. So far, I'm liking Crystallize Part 2.
Oh, what?
Oh, yo, she's got the purple whatever. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Pixel versus the mechanic, yeah. Yo. Nia literally just falls over.
Fatality.
Oh, okay, this is pretty cool. Anyways, what was I saying? I don't know what I was saying. I feel like in season 11, they didn't realize that she was saying revenge a lot, and then it got memed, so now that she's back. Oh, stupid version. Cool. Okay, Skylar. Okay. Yeah. So, and now that she's back, they're making fun of it, which is cool. They're learning from their mistakes, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways, I'm gonna watch this epic fight. What? I'm gonna fry your circuits, really? It's not that. That was not that bad. Perhaps. He can. Well, I guess he's a bit old. Dude, which one's better, Wu or Vitruvius? I don't know, who would win on the fight? I wouldn't say old, I would say experienced. Oh, he used it like a thing in the Lego movie. in the Lego Ninjago movie. He used this thing. This is pretty cool. He got his cape off now. That's a rare thing. Oh! What's this? Fujitsu? Oh no.
Fatality.
They're probably gonna get the weapon. That's not what fatalities look like, I would say to break into. Oh!
It's a pixel bot.
Instead of four bots, it's pretty funny. What the hell are they doing? It was pretty funny. I think WooBots were only invented for the Lego set. Mini pips. Are they supposed to scare me? Because they look adorable. Mini pips? Attack. Their hair looks like a Karen's hairdo. Just saying.
No.
Just saying. Yeah. She does build everything, which is weird because I thought Jay was the one that built most. And I guess Zane, maybe, I don't know.
Kind of robot. But
yeah, Pixel's kind of like the builder now. The team builder. Oh, the skills! Yo, he did like a Darth Maul spin there.
Bro, Darth Maul can't even do that.
Oh, I actually like the new action scenes a lot. Once you accept that it's kind of like anime.
Wasted.
Yeah, it's kind of like anime, to be honest. Like the fight scenes. Once you kind of accept that. Oh, yo, the bombs. Oh, yo. Revenge. No! No! The best characters! No! Oh, that just distracts her. Yeah. What? Okay. Oh. Man. I didn't think this would happen. Man. Like, who would have thought this would happen in an episode called The Fall of the Monastery? It's pretty epic, though. Oh, I see. Everyone had like an actual weapon that, like, cause yeah, the mechanic is more like he has more of a rivalry with Zane, and then yeah, that all makes sense except
those
for Pythor.
Pretty much Pokemon.
He's just like, aww.
Those are pretty much Pokemon.
What? Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Pokemoners? Pokemon. Pokemon.
Yo!
That sounds weird. Yo, the best character! Oh my god, the facial expressions. Are they gonna explode or something? What? Yo, they're coming in clutch! Oh my god, the epic music! What about Wu? He was sleeping!
And the hat's coming in.
Wait, what? You just left Nia? What if Nia just dies again? Shit. Dude, if Nia dies again... Oh, no, it's her gold armor. Her gold armor is going to save her. And then they're going to make... Then they're going to make, everyone use the gold armor against, yeah. Because if she dies after she just got resurrected, I don't believe that. It just make the entire subplot useless. And credits. Oh, never. Oh my god. Oh, no, bubba. Okay. Grab your backpack. Let's start. Whoa! What was that? That was like a car. No, it was a bathtub. Oh, no. Ah, if she died, that makes no sense. I don't like this if she actually dies. She's a master of water. Nah, Cap. They're capping, bro. Yep, okay. Oh, yo! Hell yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, she's in her mech. Aw. Where are you going? Our situation is dire. Okay. We're in need of immediate rescue. Okay. We are trapped inside a subway car in a collapsed tunnel. Do you copy? I copy. We'll figure something out. Stand by. Tell her to hurry. This thing isn't going to hold up much longer. Get down! Yeah. We gotta get out of here. Okay. Nia, you almost died, I don't know. Okay. No, you won't. Don't split up. Although, I guess you can't really follow her. I guess. I don't know. Yo, she's in her old mech. Yeah, or I guess it's probably not the same mech. Okay, that was a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite, crystal? I turned off the thing! No, stop! I turned it off! And it kept playing. Okay, who's your favorite member of the Crystal Council, not including Harumi or like the actual Crystal King? Okay, so I was about to ask Otis what his favorite villain in the crystallized team was, besides from Harumi and the Crystal King or like the Overlord. So the four ones that were fighting in this episode.
Yeah,
but the audio file got corrupted, so we're just gonna record a quick outro. And also, Otis, what was your favorite villain out of those four?
I already told you, and it was Pyfall.
Okay, so Otis is busy, and so that's all I got him to say. Basically, after that, in the corrupted version, which I can't show you, we started talking about all the different snake tribes, because Esfera and Pythor are different, but I thought Esfera was like, I mean, I thought in season 11 they just retconned, so all snakes kind of look like Esfera now, but no, Pythor still has like his old animation, and it's more simpler scales, I guess. Simpler is not a word, more simple scales. Does that even make grammar, man? I hate it. I hate English. I'd rather be French, guys. Shout out to my French homies. Or my, what's homie in Frenchies? Frenchanese? No, in French, that's, okay. Anyways. no. Pythor still has, like, the more simple scales. And, Esfera has, like, kind of, like, the more detailed stuff. But then we were talking about, Esfera is probably the older tribe. And they're, like, Esfera's tribe is like the more peaceful, cut off, older tribe, and then the main four that we see in season one, and then also the Anacondri, which are all extinct. Those five are like more of like the angry ones, and Wu and Gamadon meet those five when they're like older, when they're like the ninja's age. But in the flashbacks for season 11, Wu and Gamadon meet Esfera when they're younger. So, and that was when, like, first Benjutsu master was like creating stuff. So the snakes were like another tribe. So Esfera's tribe was like more peaceful and older. And then Python's is younger. Yet Python does actually act older than Esfera. Because Esfera's just like, and then Python is, I would say, more wise because he is. He's a trickster. So, yeah, we were talking about that, and then also, you know, in season 7, well, in season 4, Master Chen, like, resurrects the Anacondri, but they're actually not the Anacondri, they were, like, magically created Anacondri, and then at the end of season 4, it all gets reversed anyway, so, like, he didn't actually create any new Anacondri. And then also Klaus's one, for some reason, his was, like, a snake, actual snake. But actually in season 1 and also for season 11, like they also, like Esfera had like snakes that her snake warriors, like snake people, rid on. And then, rode. and then also in season 1, the main 4 tribes had, like snake pets, so like snakes. And then serpentines are like the snake humans. Are you guys following? Neither. And then also that, like, the Great Devourer, that's, like, a different type of tribe, and it, like, injects Garmadon with, like, Oni poison or whatever. But then apparently Garmadon was actually already half Oni, but then the snake biting him, like, changed him into, like, I mean, completed his form or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. that doesn't really make sense because, like, if I were, I don't know, oh yeah, so, like, if Lloyd was bitten by the Great Devourer, would he, because he's, like, half Oni, would he have become, like, Oni? I don't know, I don't even question it. And then the Great Devourer also had, like, children, or eggs, or whatever, and that never hatched for thousands of years. and then I don't even want to question season 7 yet. But you know, the snakes, they're orange and red as well, which doesn't really make sense because, like, the Great Devourer is green. But and then those, like, little snakes that turn into snake warriors, what are they? Vermilion warriors, yeah. So yeah, there's a bunch of snakes in Ninjago, but I think we got them figured out, but maybe we'll do an episode on, like, analyzing, shut up, car. I don't know if you picked that up, but I don't know, it was pretty loud. But we might do a separate episode of analyzing all the snake tribes and snakes. But I mean, I just did a pretty good job there, but we rambled on for a bit longer. But yeah, no, that's about it. Email us if you like, join our Discord if you can, and if you like. and also, check out Gaming Nerds, that's another podcast, if you like. It's with my friends, talk about games. I don't really like that name. Do you guys got a better name for podcast? Comment down below. Oh, segment, I know. Those are going to be polls and comments normally. I don't have much to say because I just recorded this episode, like just after episode 1 and 2. And then, oh yeah, also check out my third podcast, A Fictional Nerd. Or it was actually the first one that I did. Okay, yeah, no, that's the end. Bye.